Welcome today to the Streets of Entrepreneurs, your newest urban podcast, Till We Not. Shout out my co-host Pooh Plank here in the back in the cut like Pooh Shiesty. But today's topic and title is Tell It Like It Is Tuesday. And today we're going to get into telling it like it is from my point of view. And hopefully a lot of different people's point of view. And what we're going to talk about pertaining to Tell It Like It Is Tuesday is I want to speak on the bashing and the stigma that has become a trend for the black male, the black boy, and the black father that is just being particularly pushed on us, right? So I want to talk about that today to finally, let's say not finally, but for my platform, speak on this type of topic when we indulge in a whole bunch of bullshit that is and pertains to this topic. You know what I mean? Right? Like, everybody today talking about PNB Rock. Rest in peace, that man. And, of course, sorry for the loss. But that's what I'm getting at. Like, bro, how y'all worried about a whole bunch of rich rappers, regardless if he's black or white or whatever, but we still having problems in our household, in our relationships. And then we're spreading this, but we're not spreading nothing to help each other, to better each other. And there's a lot of people are, but like I said, coming from my platform, I don't really see a lot. So today I want to talk about it and get more in tune with it. And also, this comes from a person that actually experienced this, been through this, and has witnessed this stigma and what it's causing in the black community and the black household. First off, I want to say that one of the key issues is the fact that the women that are projecting this and feel like this about us have not one time said and think like, damn, I don't know what it is to be a man at all, one, or a black man. Then they'll give you all of this reason and excuses and explanations and stuff like that to impose the constant pointing out of our faults, but it's never a reflection on your faults or the cause to these faults. Because yes, I believe honestly that it was a cause and a systematic cause for why we as black men are the main topic to this whole prejudice thing of we not shit, we don't take care of our responsibilities, we just run around making babies and stuff like that, etc., etc. And I actually went and did a research and went into like a lot of different platforms from other nationalities, from Arabs, Indians, Spanish, even white people. And I don't see none of this bashing, this stigma, or a whole bunch of other women in different races constantly just talking about their men, their ethnicity ain't shit, whatever the case may be. So I wanted to give like a little history. Let's go into a little bit of history and facts, right? I got my notebook. I had to write a little things down. Give me 1 second. You remember as kids, we used to wake up on Saturday, right? Early to go watch cartoons. Now, don't you also remember a lot of the other shows that we grew up off of too at them times? Like Family Matters, Sister Sister, Good Times. What's the other one with Queen Latifah? It's a whole bunch of different shows. My Wife and Kids with the Wayans brothers and stuff like that. All of these beginning shows that represented the black household, relationship, marriages, right? All of those were initiated in a beginning of time where black people couldn't even really be in Hollywood and in movies, period, right? Then when we finally did get this chance, this was the image that we was representing because we knew that we had to spread this image to keep a mass message on what we are and what we represent. Then all of a sudden, right, as years go on, all of this shit disappeared. Like if you go on your TV right now or your YouTube or your social media, you don't see too many shows, black shows, pertaining to marriages, households, or even situations like that where Urku and sister with the little boy and stuff like that, right? And I want to ask you, did you ever ask yourself why? Now, I want you to go again and look in your phones and stuff, your algorithm, whatever that you watch constantly, and tell me, what are you constantly indulging in? Bam. So let's move forward. Let's get into why all of them shows stop. Let's get into years later. Let's go after slavery, right? Let's go after segregation, after the Vietnam War, and all of that. Let's go into after females even had to fight for rights, right? You remember that, right? Remember females couldn't even get a job, or especially black women. Like Madam C.J. Walker was a hierarchy in changing the entrepreneurial state of the black woman in, let's say, major companies, commercials, magazines, et cetera, et cetera. Do you know that within all of that, the key figure and one of the biggest targets was the black man, the provider of the household? And I didn't want to get into a big history lesson, but let's get into Martin Luther King, Marcus Garvey, not even Marcus Garvey, pardon me. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and the Black Panther era. That whole political movement thing, right? Because that time and period was a big, big period in time that started more indulging on killing off and diversifying the black man from the household and what he was. So yes, this has been purposely being portrayed on us. And one of the reasons why, you could go Google it yourself. During them hierarchy times of, let's say, black political leaders, right? The government, yeah, the government. The place that gave you this COVID and stuff like that. That killed us off for years. Whatever the case may be. They put into effect a plan to purposely eliminate the black man in the black household. Why? One of the reasons why during that era was because the black household was 90% of the financing for these political black movements. Yes, 90% of the money that went into Martin Luther King, the Black Panthers, and all of them political movements came from the black household. Why? Because when black people got rights and stuff, let's say jobs, good jobs, neighborhoods, able to go to the banks, mortgages and stuff like that, we took advantage of it. We are survivalists. So now that, let's say, daddy had to go outside and do everything and mommy stayed in the house, now we both could work together and monopolize this American society after they done gave us rights, right? So once the government started seeing that, yes, the government, they was like, yo, we need to come up with a way to eliminate this money, this income that is going to help these people grow and help keep spreading these messages like the movies, our music. We don't got no more good music either. Like, let me think. You ain't got no more music, Soul Child. You ain't got no more 112. Even R. Kelly. You don't have no more of that. Go play your latest song you just played. I bet you got a whole bunch of fuck that, bitch, this, et cetera, right? After they figured that out, they came up with a plan, which was something like DSS. They went to major communities and told people and put into effect that if women wanted extra help, they had to not have a nigga in the household. Then on top of that, they started to eliminate in jobs in different places that we mass populated in a business mind or a positive era, like Black Wall Street, Tesla. They started to demolish these neighborhoods and areas. They started killing off, let's say, banking policies for black people. They put into a whole plan, this superpower, right, to eliminate us, to make us not the provider no more. Then what that did was, that's what started this trend for women to feel like they're independent. But I bet you though, right, let's get back to it. When this started going on in the black neighborhoods, particularly, I don't think women felt so independent now that no nigga was in the house and you had a whole bunch of creep people with hoods on running around in the middle of the night. Hey, I know 10 women can't fight off 10 in hoods on horses. Hey, so let's get back to it. So, as you keep going, now you see what came into next. Drugs. The police system. After that, after drugs and a police system, they locked up almost 60% of the male population for just trying to survive. After the war, half the black men that came back wasn't even mentally right because the only source of income or opportunity at that time they had was either go to the army or do drugs. They killed off all the factories and stuff like that. So now that we got rap music, they know, right? Like I said, ain't no schools teaching boys on how not to be men. Simple. Rap music came involved. After jail came rap music. Then in jail, that caused a whole bunch of stigmas and problems and mental problems for black males. Then you come home to a whole community that is now messed up. Especially the woman now, because she has been doing it by herself. Then she's watching stuff and being influenced by stuff. Not your grandmother, not your aunties. No, you're being influenced by other outside things to have you feel a certain way now. That's where you get this, oh, I'm independent, I do it by myself. But technically, you don't. You don't. You got DSS. You got to go to the car place and you have to talk to other people to get a car. You don't own your house, so to get a house, you have to deal with people. That means you didn't do it by yourself. It's point blank simple. So now that we move forward into the today present time, right? I'm chilled. I'm trying to still figure it out. Why? Because like I said, look at me. I'm rough, right? You have this stigma with this perfect image. Like, I remember when a rough, tough, rugged man was the wave back then. You had your LL Cool J waves. You had your what was his name that used to fuck with Whitney? Your Bobby Brown, dark-skinned nigga waves and different stuff like that. What wave do we have now? You have tight pants, fanny packs, niggas getting their eyebrows and nails and feet done. And then the big picture is, they're trying to emasculate the black man now. That's why you had Lil Nas X, Old Country Road. When he first came out, everybody was singing and wouldn't have been singing if they knew that boy was gay in the beginning. No disrespect to anybody that's gay. But now, look at the shows we watch, the reality shows. None of them shows is showing any structure on household, nothing. Majority of women think that looking cute is going to get them somewhere for free. And then on top of that, you have no epitome of figures to help teach the next generation on how to conduct themselves and what it is to be a man, right? Because I remember when I was growing up, we had older dudes that conducted us a certain way. Like, we couldn't go to certain areas to get drugs. We couldn't do this. They'd tell us to go to school. How your homework? How you doing? Go play basketball. How many older dudes do you hear saying that now today? They on Central Ave. They run stores, businesses, barbershops, ex-Muslims, ex-gang leaders, ex-Panthers, ex-Godbody. Today, who is teaching us what to do? Then on top of that, who is teaching a female on how to conduct herself with a man? Then, right? Like I said, a lot of this shit has been imposed on us. Then now you also have to look at it and be like realistic to yourself and be like, damn, is anybody around me, right, that I can look at and be like, this is how it's supposed to be? Like marriage, right? How many people are around a happy marriage right now? I still know niggas that's engaged from 10 years ago. So it's like, all right, where is you getting this reasoning from, this excuse from? Where are you getting such hostility to be like, you ain't doing what you supposed to be doing? Okay, now let's also go into a lot of things that people don't look at, but let's quote a verse, right? From the Bible, and I'm not really a Christian or whatever, but it says in the Bible, right? When you think like a child, you act like a child. When you think like a man, you start to do different things. You move differently. It's like maturing, right? A lot of women and men have to respect and look at the fact that we was thrown into a world young with no guidance and experience. You got to remember the key word, young. And a lot of people that I know that have kids right now, that where this topic really pertains from, had kids young. You had kids at 17, 15, 16, 20, 25. Let's say you want to go a little bit later. In real life society times, you're not even supposed to be worried about having no babies until after you figured out life. Like a career, like after you go to school and stuff like that. But you have to recognize that as a child, you don't know the proper things to do, even if you done learned it. Like, oh my God, I had a baby. It's no schooling and manuscripts on how to raise a kid. So now as a child, right, I gotta figure it out. Then now I don't have no older people around me to help me. My grandmothers and the real aunties and uncles done old, either died off, done been washed up or in a jail. So it's like, okay, how the hell am I gonna figure this out? So of course it's going to be errors and problems. But now that we get older, are you still gonna use them errors and problems to stigmatize the person that you made a baby with? And then not just impose it on him, but now you're spreading it to the masses. Now, if I was a young boy, like 17, and I'm watching this constantly on the internet now, before I didn't have the internet, how do you think I would be looking at, damn, am I gonna make a baby? Do I wanna have a child? Do I even want to be in a relationship? I feel sorry for the younger dudes that got to go through social media just to get into a relationship. Before we didn't have that, you had to write little notes like to, from, me, your favorite music, what's your favorite color. Now, if your Facebook and your outfits ain't popping, you not booming. You not going to get nothing. But like I said, I wanted to talk to this from a black male view and point of view. I'm a father, I'm a little bit older. And yes, I have faults in me that I probably, people will look at and be like, oh, he's not taking care of his responsibilities, whatever the case may be. But that's your own opinion. But that does not go to the fact of, do you think that I'm about to go and spread word and bash all of my black women or women in general because let's say a woman did me dirty? No. Because I know that that's not what we need in the black community as a black man with the black woman right now. And yes, I do know it's a lot of men out there that ain't taking care of their responsibilities, that is highly intelligent, smart, and know what they doing. But that's not an excuse for y'all to think that it's okay to be like every nigga ain't shit. No, stop saying that. How about you empower the ones that is? And if you go on this app, do you see any too many videos of women from our neighborhoods like, yeah, I love my baby daddy. Even though we ain't together, he's still taking care of his kids. He still set it out. He still vacuum the car, take the trash out when he stopped by. No, you don't. You don't. Then you can't communicate. One of the biggest issues is communication. Everybody has their made up point of view on words, and you got a dictionary, and niggas are really still come up with a different reason and explanation on this word to impose their feelings. Love means love. There's no extra way around it. So we're not going to drag this out. This is going to be part one. We're going to do a part two to get into a little bit more. But I really wanted to point out that and say that This has been a systematic thing going on to destroy us. And we have to change the narrative and fix it. We can't keep condoning bullshit. Like what Mo3 said in that song, I told my man he ain't take care of his kids, he ain't like it. We have to do that as males. Females also. When you know your girl is still running around here looking for love in the same 20 block radius, you know you bound to fail. So don't keep condoning that shit and be like, yeah, girl, niggas ain't shit. Fuck that shit. No, you need to really check her. And then the dudes around, like, check each other. Like, bro, man, laying up is not the key to success right now. Offering a woman just companionship and dick is not the wave right now. That's not it. And I do respect and feel like, yeah, a lot of us don't take care of our responsibilities, but we now need to look at the solution together to figure it out so we could get somewhere better. So we can have a better future for the youth and our children. So our children don't grow up in a society where it's think you can do these little stupid dance with boy shorts on and all of that all half naked on the internet. No, that's not what we are. And then you have to look, we set in the trend. So if we set the trends, we could change the narrative. Remember that. Now stay tuned and come back again to the Streets of Entrepreneurs podcast. We are in redevelopment and reworking. But if you like this episode, go back and check a couple more episodes. My podcast on all streaming platforms. You need help? Contact me. But I would love for people to comment, subscribe, and share on this post. And let's get into some good topics on conversations and different things that we need to talk about pertaining to the culture. Like I said, this is the Streets of Entrepreneurs podcast. This ain't the red carpet. This ain't the red table. This ain't none of that BS. No, we're going to talk about some real things. And the main purpose of this podcast is the entrepreneur part. And the entrepreneur part deals with the thinking. If you could go outside and take $2 and make it into 20, you're an entrepreneur. If you could work 40 hours for a job for somebody else's dreams, you're an entrepreneur. Remember that. So stay tuned for more and welcome to the Streets of Entrepreneurs.